For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear friends in Christ, it was the world that God so loved. It was not a nation. It was not a race. It was not the good people. It was not only the people who loved him. It was the world that he loved. The unlovable and the unlovely, the lonely, and those that have no one else to love them. The man who loves God and the man who never thinks of him. The man who rests in the love of God and the one who doesn't. All are included in the vast inclusive love of God. How does he love the world? How does he love us? How does he love you? God's love is beyond our existence. It goes beyond that. First, because he loves us by lifting up his own Son on the cross. And secondly, by lifting his own Son in glory after his ascension. So it is a double lifting up of his Son. He lifted him up first on the cross for our sake, for our salvation, for our redemption. What an act of love for each and every one of us. He lifted him up after his resurrection, at his ascension, for love of us, because he told us, if I do not go, the advocate won't come. The paraclete won't come to you if I don't go back to my Father. So the act of lifting his Son up in glory was for our sake. Was for the sake that we might receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of peace, the Spirit of holiness. So therefore, how do we believe in Jesus Christ? How do we believe in Jesus Christ? What is the content of the belief that Jesus gives us that if we look up to the Son of Man who is lifted up on the cross, we will have eternal life by believing in him. The content of this faith is first that we believe whatever Jesus declared God to be. And who did Jesus declare God to be? That he is a loving God, that he loves us, that he cares for us, that he never tires of forgiving us, that he seeks us daily. So now, if we believe in this way, believing that God loves us this much, then we are drawing closer to the attitude of Nicodemus, who sacrificed his position, who came out of his comfort zone and moved towards Jesus in the night. He let go, forgetting his position and his possession, his fame and his worldly achievement, stepping out of the darkness, the cloud of darkness that came with all what he had. He stepped out and moved towards Jesus. When I was reading about this, preparing for my homily, I came across the scene in The Chosen, the encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus. They sat face to face. They had a conversation. And in that conversation, I admired how this man interrogated Jesus. Why did you come? What are you bringing on the table for us? I came to present to you a new kingdom. That was Jesus' answer to Nicodemus. I present to you a kingdom. And that kingdom today, I will call it the eternal life, which he is presenting to each and every one of us today. The life that, if we believe in Jesus Christ, we all will receive. What does this consist of, dear friends? First and foremost, the eternal life that Jesus promises us is the very life of God. Eternal life is the very life of God. Why is it the life of God? Because if we have believed and called God our Father, then we will know that everything is under his control. For he assures us, even in Psalm 46, that he is our refuge and our strength. And in Philippians chapter 4, he tells us that in prayer and petition and in thanksgiving, we should bring everything to him because he never tires of providing for us. The second way to understand the eternal life that Jesus offers us today is that it brings us peace. It gives peace with all of us. It brings peace between us and others. Why so? It brings peace in our hearts because we all have been forgiven. We all have been forgiven. And if we have been forgiven, we all have to forgive. If we have been forgiven, then we all have to forgive. It is that act of forgiveness that brings us peace. It is that act of letting go, of making God's forgiveness produce the ripple effect that is supposed to produce so that it doesn't end with us. God's love, God's mercy, his tolerance, which he gives us in Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Those who come to my confessional, you must have heard this already. Romans 2, verse 4 tells us, don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Doesn't this make any sense to you? That his patience, his tolerance, and his love for you is intended for you to turn away from your sins. What a beautiful verse. It is in that light that if we let go, if we forgive, peace reigns in our lives. And the next way is, it gives us peace with life. Eternal life gives us peace with life. This is because if we believe that God is our Father, then we will believe that everything, in the words of St. Paul, works for the good for those who believe in God. Amen? Everything works for the good for all those who trust in the Lord. And lastly, dear friends, eternal life gives peace with ourselves. It gives peace with ourselves. This is because we all, take a moment with me. Let's do this together. Imagine there was a big screen right here where you see all these pipes, Helen's pipes, right? Imagine there was a big screen here. Just imagine that Father Morris were to take a remote control and pick one of you and play his or her life on that screen. Imagine your life from childhood being played on that screen here, and everyone is watching it. If that was my life, I would run. I would be the first to be on the parking lot finding my car. Why? Because we are our greatest fears. Because we have the greatest knowledge of ourselves, of who we are, of what we do, and what we do not do. What is that one thing about you that if people knew today, they won't respect you anymore? They won't take you for who you are. That is the thing, dear friends, that you should bring to the Lord this land. You should offer as a living sacrifice to God in prayer. Bring it to God without any shame, because God's got your back. Amen? God's got your back. Every other person, they will fail you. But that's the only person who will never fail you. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that if you believe in him, you will have eternal life. Amen.